you'll remember that Gary show sounds so nice at 7:30. Only that show switched off every week, so you'll remember Gary. Radio Free GAC. And what, Gary, what soundtrack are you highlighting today?
It's going to be a little Canadian special, so we're going to be doing whale music from 1994 with the Rio Statics.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds really nice. Are you excited?
I'm pretty set. Yeah, I was hoping to do this for a while. I found the soundtrack recently again, so there's going to be a little bit of Rio Statics. I know with the gallery opening as well, too. I found some of their work with the Group of Seven as well, too.
Oh.
So aside from that, yeah, it's going to be mostly Canadiana. There's going to be a little loose thing with Patrick Swayze as well, too.
Ooh.
Yeah. Not too much Roadhouse, but just enough.
And then after GAC, we've got the jazz show. So, solid Monday night.
As always.
And I'm Becky, and I'll be back next week at 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. with my show, This Side of Monday, which is now All Sides of Monday, Both Sides.
Every single possible side of Monday.
Every single possible side. I'm here. And
she is right there.
Right here.
If you look right there, there she is.
And it's going to be lots of fun, and I don't even know what I'm doing next week. So if you have any ideas, you can send me an email at president@citr.ca, which kind of makes me lame, I guess.
That's okay. You're the president in our hearts, anyways.
The president, yes.
Yes.
Very important.
President Sandler.
I have a tiara. Actually, I don't. But wouldn't that be great if I had a tiara?
It'd be very monarchic as opposed to republic, you have to admit, though.
Yeah, but presidents should be able to wear whatever they want. Because they've been elected to do stuff.
That's right. Stuff is definitely what you do.
Yeah, stuff is what I do. Okay, so you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to play a show promo for Kaba Radio once I find it. Here we go. And then I'm going to play... What did I pick? Oh, I'm going to play... My Night with the Prostitute from Marseille off of Real People Holland, which is one of those two Beirut EPs, because I meant to bring the record. It's a double record. I just bought it, and it's great, and Zulu had it, because Zulu has everything that I ever want. And I was so pleased that I wanted to play it today, but I'm just going to have to play off my iPod. And then, yep, have a great night.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Kaba Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chime miracle, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Kaba Radio.
sky. Oh, yes, they do. The sky mirrors the mood of nature. Oh, very, very, very much. The mood is written in the sky. And I've always known you have to pay great attention to a sky. Otherwise, your landscape isn't successful, really. And sometimes, and I have known it, a very well constructed landscape ruined by a very poorly painted sky.
And there we have two bands joining together for one song. And there was Themselves and Why, as in the question that you ask. And that song was called Canada, a single that was just released right now through their mutual label of Anticon in advance of both of their upcoming albums. And that will be Why's album called Eskimo Snow, which I believe is out tomorrow. And then later in October, Themselves will be releasing their album called Crowns Down. And before that, we heard a little excerpt from an interview by artist Winchell Price, which we'll sort of hear a little bit more about later as the show progresses, because it's tied into a couple themes that are going here with tonight's show. So yes, my name's Gak. This is Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. And yes, I'll be here with you until 9 p.m. Phone number for the station here, 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. If you haven't had a chance yet, just opening up here in the gallery on the first floor of the Sub, the Student Union Building, Morgan Dunnett has a little exhibition going on called Van Cityscape. So if you go near the post office here, I think that would be the southeast corner near that sort of little sunken pit. The gallery's on display. This is the opening. Everything's been going since 5. They'll be going until 9 p.m. tonight, just like me. And they seem to have some beverages of some sort there. But as well, you can meet and greet Mr. Dunnett himself, as you see a lot of portraiture about Vancouver in its various forms. The show actually will be sticking pretty Canadian as well, too. Tonight's soundtrack profile, as I mentioned on Becky's wonderful This Side of Mondays, with Rio Static's work on the 1994 film Whale Music. We'll also feature some tracks from the recent Friends in Bellwoods 2 compilation. And then, yes, a weird little tribute to the recently passed Patrick Swayze. We'll kick things off, though, with Let's Go to War. And they're a Toronto duo. They released their debut album, Carmageddon, spelled with a K, recently through Last Gang Records. And here they are with Your Secret Second Profession. And the song is Internet Porn Star.
Send it. in first class, but she knows I need it. Three times a lady, three times a day. She never says no when I wanna play. Cameras, action, hit the lights. Internet porn star, you feel me, right? Cameras, action, hit the lights. Yeah, internet porn star, you feel me, right? She's all I got.
Care for what can be done for yourself.
Promoting their latest album in the ever-expanding universe, the Biltmore Cabaret and the Georgia Strait present Canadian band The Most Serene Republic with Seattle's Grand Archives. They're playing the Biltmore Cabaret on Saturday, September 26th. Doors at 7, show at 8:30. Tickets are on sale now.
Check it.
Reckless with your love, you just give it away. Feel the switch of life, living day to day. Feel the switch of life, just give it up. Feel the switch of life, making the tries. Break the switch of love, you just give it away. Feel the switch of life, living day to day. Feel the switch of love, just give it up. Feel the switch of life.
There we had Zari and Three, although you spell it Roman style, I. And that was Reckless with Your Love. And that was a single released somehow and somewhere ungoogable this year. And it's a supergroup DJ project featuring Dinamo Azari and Alexandra III. And they're part of a duo in Toronto that have produced and spun for numerous clubs, either separately or together. And I think Alexandra III actually has a bit of a touring band that hits the road occasionally. But again, mostly that's in the Eastern Seaboard. Listening to Radio Free Geek here on CITR Vancouver. Coming up next is CFCF, not just the name of a CTV affiliate in Montreal, but CFCF is the bedroom work of Montrealer Michael Silver, and he's been making music since the age of 12. But over the past year, now that he's reached, I think, his early 20s now, his profile has been raised by both his remix work and his original songs. So a little while ago, he released an EP that was called The Epanesian Nights, and that came out through Paper Bag Records. But he has a debut album coming out shortly through them as well, too, and that'll be called Continent. And yes, here's one of the cuts here. So here is CFCF with Monolith. We'll be right back. Young Galaxy with Long Live the Fallen World. And then that's off their sophomore album, Invisible Republic, which you can find through Arts and Crafts Records. The band formed here in Vancouver, featuring a duo of Stephen Ramsey and Catherine McCandless. Well, the band's fleshed out with the addition of Max Henry, Stephen Camp, and Liam O'Neill, whilst they moved over to Montreal. Band's going to be returning to BC as part of their Cross Canada tour. Dates include October 24th at Victoria's Lucky Bar. On the 25th, they'll be in Nanaimo at the Queen's here in Vancouver. On the 28th at the Biltmore Cabaret. And for those of you in Kelowna who can somehow hear this, probably online, they'll be at the Habitat. And for my handful of Lakehead listeners, they'll be in Thunder Bay playing Jacks on the 16th. You're listening to Radio Free Gak.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio fans, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
You're listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR. This next set will focus purely on a recent compilation that came out, and it's called Friends in Bellwoods 2. And obviously it's the second compilation produced by the Toronto Queen Street West House of the same name, where a couple of members from the band Obijou live. And the two-disc set features a mix of folk on the first disc and a bit of a wilder pop sound on the second one, and proceeds of the compilation go towards the Daily Bread Food Bank in the Toronto area. And we'll start off with The Dinghies and one of the happy robot bands on the label Turbo Friendship. Here they are with a little something. I'm not sure if it's a backhanded tribute or not, or any level of irony here, but for our current Prime Minister, here are The Dinghies with the Right Honorable Stephen Harper.
Thank you.
started off with the Dinghies and the Right Honorable Stephen Harper. Then we heard from Timber Tambor with Water, and the band's currently on tour. They're opening for Final Fantasy, and they will be in town playing this Friday, the 25th, at St. Andrew's Wesley Church. Then we heard a short, noisy outburst there from Lice, and it's either a tribute to the Faroese Island folk band or the mythical Norse tree. And that would be Yggdrasil, Yggdrasil. And then we close that set off with a gentle Canadian Wildlife and their band with some relations to Obijou. And the song we heard there was Winter's Moon. And those are just four of the 40-odd tracks on the Friends in Bellwoods 2 compilation out now throughout of this Spark Records. And you can find it online through Zunier as well.
The UBC Learning Exchange Trek program wants you to get involved in your community. Learn about important social issues while volunteering at inner-city schools or nonprofit organizations. You'll also get to meet other UBC students in a fun and supportive environment. See how your talent and skills can make a difference in your community. Participate throughout the term or during reading week. Check out www.learningexchange.ubc.ca/CITR to find out more.
Listening to Radio Free Gak here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. If you haven't already, you still have a few minutes left to go check out the art exhibit down in the first floor of the sub-building. That'll be Morgan Dunnett and his Van City Escapes there. This is the opening. It will be here for a couple weeks. Closing will be at 6 to 10 p.m. on October 2nd. Coming up next, at this point now, I guess we're all aware that actor, dancer, singer, I guess I would say a modern Renaissance man, Patrick Swayze. He died last Monday after a 2-year battle after pancreatic cancer. Swayze's always had a bit of an odd presence in popular culture, based on a combination of his diverse film choices. You think about some of like the TV show things he did. I think he was in the Civil War miniseries for a while, but then there's, you know, Black Dog, Red Dawn, and then Tu Wong Fu from, was it Everything, Julie Newmar? Very campy. So we're mixing his tough guy persona with a sensitive attitude, but he was a very committed person, and he embraced all aspects of his life there. So this next set will be a tribute to the Swayze. I was trying to hope to get some clips off of Roadhouse, since that just seems to be like a crazy. I know a couple of people are arguing it's probably the best action film of the 80s at this point, but one thing I was floored by, which I need to rip in one way, Tom Sharpling, the host of the best show on WFMU in Hoboken, New Jersey. Back in 2004, he had everyone queue up Roadhouse on either VHS or DVD for home, but he had asked everyone to mute because what he did is a one-man performance of the entire dialogue to Roadhouse, although he started mixing things up all the time. So that's something I totally have to hear. And I think for a future episode of Radio Free Gak, we're going to tackle something like that, but I still have to get this out of the planning stage. Anyways, this is going to be a Scottish take of the band The Fall. So from 1998, here is The Male Nurse with My Own Private Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze, Hollywood actor. I have a 2-foot-high Patrick Swayze living under my bed at night. I keep him on a piece of 5-foot-long nylon fishing twine, and I like him. He's a perfectly formed little man with his head in perfect proportion to his body.
Oh, Swayze, I'm bigger than you.
I measure him every second night at random, you know what I mean, with a clear plastic Staedtler 24-inch Staedtler ruler, because he's 24 inches high, so I measure him with a ruler, and if he's grown, he's in trouble, and if he's grown, he's in trouble.
Oh, Swayze, you
Elvis gear. My favorite is when my mum went to John Lewis and picked up a pattern to make into a white Elvis jumpsuit. And this Elvis jumpsuit is 2 feet high with Swayze and rhinestones on the back.
Oh, Swayze, get the bling Elvis gear on now.
Yeah, I like the Elvis gear, that's one of my favorites. But now downhill all the way. At night my friends come round. Swayze serves his cocktails wearing men's but women's suspenders and stockings and stilettos. Cause that's what I tell him to wear. Yeah, that's what I tell him to wear.
Swayze, where the hell's my tonic and Bloody Mary?
And then we get the gaffer tape out. And after that we wrap them up in gaffer tape.
Swayze, it's pass the parcel. You're the parcel, you're the prize.
Not even that interesting.
Oh, I meant the first time I had
it's just a little 24-inch high Patrick Swayze.
Patrick.
It's not really that interesting.
Every blinking day. Every blinking day. The funny thing is I'm not even sure I like you anymore.
Star.
God, the water I've fought nights have made away sweating.
It's not really that interesting.
Jelly in my bones.
Just,
that she'll stop the pain. the wind. Take it up,
Some of you got through that. We just heard there the Jeff Healey Band back in the day before Healey dived into the music that we're listening here. But I'll get back to that later. So what we just heard is the Roadhouse Blues, which is off the Roadhouse soundtrack, where the Jeff Healey Band as a trio appeared as the bar, the Double Deuces House Band. And Healey himself appeared at a club called Jeff Healey's Roadhouse in Toronto. Ran for about like 10 years or so, pretty much weekly until his death from cancer last March. And before that, that was Patrick Swayze himself, joined by Wendy Fraser on She's Like the Wind, found off the Dirty Dancing soundtrack. And Swayze's had a few songs on the Dirty Dancing soundtrack, along with Roadhouse, and they all sound horribly dated. But again, yeah, Patrick Swayze died last Monday at the age of 57 here. And yeah, here's another cancer victim as well to Jeff Healey. This is off his 2006 album, Adventures of Jazzland, and this is Three Little Words here. Stay tuned. Unfortunately, we have another cancer victor lined up here. You're listening to Radio Free GAC here on CITR Vancouver.
You've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca, Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Beer on your breath.
and up off the floor. Did you let him explore? Oh, 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 oh. Check your map, Louis. He rode a horse before you were born. Out in the flatland, the money's all spent. And out in the field, your fate has been sealed. Cause you've lost your watch. It's buried under snow. Its time does not stop. Find your way homeward. So the rivers are freezing. And under the ice, the borders are changing.
From Etobicoke, there are the late Rio Statics there with King of the Past off their 1992 album Whale Music, which itself was taken. It was inspired by the book written by Paul Quarrington, and we heard him before in his band. He has a little roots and rock band there called the Pork Belly Futures, and we heard a little bit of his song Hemingway, or their song Hemingway, a tribute to the author of Well Repute. And you can find that off the 2006 album Way Past Midnight on Wildflower Records. So, the Rio Statics have had a definite connection with Paul Quarrington. And unfortunately, Paul Quarrington's been in the news right now as the author, screenwriter, and a musician, as we just heard there, is battling with lung cancer right now. And he originally was supposed to have a couple other books on the go right now. But in lieu of that right now, he's decided to take a bit of a tour right now with his band, the Pork Belly Futures. But based on what the Rio Statics did in the tribute to their his book Whale Music in 1992, he wrote the Whale Music in 1988, I believe. Since in 1987, he wrote the book King Leary. Once Quarrington heard Whale Music, he got in touch with Rio Statics and developed a rapport. And once his book Whale Music was decided to become a film, he asked the Rio Statics to provide the score, which is what we'll listen to here on Radio Free GAC as much as we can in the next 20 minutes or so. And, of course, the Rio Statics look at this and are like, oh, we're going to release a soundtrack to a album or to a film with an album that already had the same name. So the unwieldy title for the soundtrack is Music from the Motion Picture Whale Music, which is clear. But it's one of those things when you go in the store to pick from one or the two, you kind of have to know what you're getting into here. So what we'll do is we'll start off with Song of the Congregation. And I'll describe a little bit about the film after, once we're done.
Sha la 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 needs more tour. Turn it up, gotta uncork the core. The beast needs more tour now.
No.
film Whale Music. There we heard just there Claire, which also appeared on their 1994 album Introducing Happiness. And lovelily enough, it was their biggest and oddly enough their only hit in Canada here. Claire was one of the characters that appeared in Whale Music as well, too, both the book written by Paul Quarantin and the film from 1994. So we started that set off with Song of the Congregation by the Rheostatics, which sort of acts as a little bit of a, like an introductory prelude, as it were. And then we heard sort of the Beach Boys-esque song Torque Torque before gliding into the classical Desmond's Reflections. And then the piano work of Song of Courtship. So the Rheostatics showed a diverse style for the, when it came to the soundtrack to Whale Music, which itself was probably, I remember that Spin or Penthouse regarded the 1989 novel Whale Music as the best rock and roll book ever, as it sort of dealt with a Brian Wilson-like recluse after all the substance abuse and similar to like a Smile type breakdown occurred, and he sort of retreated into himself. The film in 1994 starred Maury Chaykin as the Brian Wilson-type figure who runs into a younger girl named Claire. And that's about it for Radio Free GAC here this week. This is the End Titles by Rheostatics for Whale Music. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is the Jazz Show with Gavin Walker here. And then at midnight, I think it's some of our fine repeat broadcasting, or at least a little bit of jazz music that Gavin will have overnight, leading us till Tuesday, 6 a.m., when it's Pacific Picking, some bluegrass, folk, all the needs you got there. So if you missed any of this week's Radio Free GAC or any of our shows here at CITR, just go to our website, citr.ca, and click on the schedule or the podcast link, and you can subscribe to all the wonderful programming that we have here. Next week, we should be having some funk music lined up. It's a set list I've been sort of wheedling down here for a while. We'll have a spotlight on Curtis Mayfield's soundtrack to the awesome Superfly. So at this point, we'll let you be. Hopefully you managed to catch a bit of the gallery opening there with Morgan Dunnett. I might try to run down quickly and see what's still left, but at this point, might be slim pickings there. So enjoy yourselves. Autumn is nigh, and we'll see you in a week's time.
Very much, Winch.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very welcome. So, and don't forget, take a little tip from me. If you ever have an uncomfortable feeling within about something, you better obey it because it's pretty true.
Yeah, yeah.
I found that out.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
Oh, you're welcome.
Okay, so have a nice evening.
Yes, you too. It's just getting on. It's just getting on to, it's 20 minutes to 4 here, and that means 20 minutes to 7 where you are.
That's right.
Yes, it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark where you are.
It's
still light
there.
Where we are. I can read well.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
All right.
Well, God bless you, and bye-bye,
okay.
And I'd like to see you when you come.
All right. I'll call you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. It's 9 p.m. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show, coming right up with Gavin Walker. We can also be heard on the web, www.citr.ca.